Okay, gang, good morning. Let's get after it today. Today, we're going to talk about the energy needed to fight the good fight. So, what we're going to do is we're actually going to explore a challenge that Tony Robbins put out there, and it's called your 10-day vital health challenge. So, some of this, don't let this be overwhelming to you. We're going to discuss each of these ideas, and I will share what I do personally in my life to keep my energy level at its peak. Right now, I am 53 years young and I still feel pretty darn good. So, I wanted to share some of these things with you because they are part of my daily routine. And don't get too caught up in the technical details, but instead, I want you to focus on basically the principle behind the thing and then try them out in your life and see what feels good to you. So, in order to succeed in our business at a high level, do we need to be in good health? Do we need to feel good? Yes, of course we do, right? Because if we feel good, we've got the energy and the enthusiasm to attack our work and really go after it, right? Same thing with our home life, with our relationships, right? If we feel good, we feel energetic and more willing to engage with other people, in our families, with our friends. And that's a good thing. And vice versa is also true. If we don't feel so good, we don't really want to engage. So all those things can really affect each other. It really truly is a big circle of life. So let's get into the 10-day vital challenge. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you today 8 gifts, and then I'm also going to share with you 8 poisons. And we are going to go to work on this for the next 10 days. Humor me and try these things out and see how they work for you. Okay. So the first gift, write this down. The first gift is the power of vital breathing and lymphesizing. Lymphesizing, another word for that could be rebounding, which basically means jumping up and down. So if you have ever been on a trampoline before, that is lymphesizing. That would be rebounding. Okay. So here is the exercise for you today. All right. Number one, you're going to take 10 power breaths 3 times a day. Okay. Now, anytime somebody says do something 3 times a day, that requires work, right? I mean, you have to remember to be able to do that thing. So if you can do this for the next 10 days, you can set a notification on your phone to remind you to do this. So possibly first thing in the morning, maybe again at lunch, and then maybe one more time before you go to bed or around dinner time. Whenever you feel like you need an energy boost, that would be a good time to do this. Now, the power breaths work like this. It's in a ratio of 1 to 4 to 2. So here's an example. You would inhale for 4 seconds. Then you would hold that for 4 seconds times 4 or 16 seconds. So you'd inhale for 4 seconds, you'd hold it for 16 seconds, and then you would exhale for 8 seconds because 4 second inhale times 2 would be 8. So that's the 1-4-2 model. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 16 seconds, and then exhale for 8 seconds. So you're going to take 10 power breaths just like that, 3 times a day, 3 times a day in the 1-to-4-to-2 ratio. Try that and see how that feels. And I'll tell you why we're doing this in just a minute. The second thing is you're going to lymphesize or you're going to rebound. Now, I actually saw a show. It was in a gymnastics studio, and the gymnastics coach was talking about how some people are very strong, like a bodybuilder may be very strong. They may have very, very big muscles, but they're not strong in the way a gymnast is strong. And the gymnast is able to put their feet together and literally hop down the floor from one end of the floor to the other. And that requires very different kind of strength. So what Tony says is he says, hey, listen, do 20 to 30 minutes of rebounding, jumping up and down every day. Now, that takes a lot of work. I've tried to do this before. And at first, you're probably not going to be able to do that. Okay. So again, start with something easier. Start with 2 minutes. And then if you can do 2 minutes easily, then work your way up to 3 minutes, and then 4 minutes, and then 5 minutes until you can eventually get this done. And it doesn't have to be done all at one time, it can be done over time. Okay, so here's the reason why we do this, right? What we're trying to do is we are trying to expand our lungs. We're trying to increase our capacity. And simply put, every time that you take a step and you breathe, right, using your skeletal muscles, your lymph system is at work. And what does our lymph system do? It basically cleans out the toxins in our body. So is this important? Do we want to clean out the toxins in our body so we feel better? Well, of course we do, right? So that's exactly what this is all about. And if you're not used to breathing deeply and expanding your lungs, or if you're not used to exercising and using those skeletal muscles, right? If you're not used to that kind of thing, maybe you're not an athlete, you're probably not cleaning out your lymph system as efficiently as you could. So this is a very easy way to do this without taking up a sport, right? 10 power breaths a day, three times a day in the 1:4 to 2 ratio, and then trying this rebounding or lymphocyting. Now, do you have to have a trampoline to do this? No, you do not. So for me, when I exercise, which is a daily thing, I have some mats that I use for martial arts training for jiu-jitsu, and I simply will do that rebounding or that jumping up and down exercise right on those mats. Is it different on the trampoline? Well, sure, it's a different feeling. You get a little bit more height, a little bit more lunge. But I just basically took the model of exactly what the gymnastics coach showed. It was just literally right there on the gymnastics floor doing those jumps. So give that a try. That's gift number one, the power of vital breathing and lymphocyting. Gift number two, write this down. The power of living waters and live food. The power of living waters and live food. So the recommendation here is drink half of your body weight in ounces every single day. So I weigh about 170 pounds, right? So half of that would be 85 ounces of water per day. Now, the way to do this easily is to find a jug of that has a measurement on the outside. You can easily find those on Amazon and fill it up to the level of how much you should drink. So it's very easy to see, okay, well, this is what I'm supposed to consume during a given day, and I'm going to make sure that I sip this throughout the day in order to get that done. Now, what I will tell you is if you're an athlete and you perspire more profusely, right, then you're going to want to increase that up to more along the lines of 1 ounce, right? Drink a full ounce per pound of body weight. So for someone like me, where I exercise frequently and heavily, then I'm going to want to drink about 170 ounces of water per day. Okay, number two, eat a diet of live water-enriched foods, at least 70% of your diet. Well, what's a water-enriched food? Well, anything that basically would come from the earth, right? So for example, if I eat a carrots, or I eat celery, or I eat cucumber, or I eat lettuce, watermelon, for example, all of those things are water-enriched foods. So we try to make that a high part of our diet because that gives us more hydration in our body and keeps us healthier. So that's a pretty easy thing to do. Drink some water and eat some food, right? It's just being intentional about what we're putting in our bodies on a regular basis, because we know that if it's got water content, since our body is comprised of 92% water, we need to make sure that we are well hydrated. Okay. Now you can also check to see if you're well hydrated by your urine, right? If you've got dark urine, you're not hydrating enough and you need to increase that immediately. Okay. So that's gift number two, the power of living waters and live foods. Gift number three is the power of healthy fats and oils. So supplementing your diet with essential fatty acids your body needs. So how do we do this? Well, you're going to consume things that you like, or things that are easy, right? So for example, you might consume foods that contain unprocessed fats in their natural state. So for example, avocados would be a good thing. My daughter loves guacamole that I make. So actually, today is her birthday, and I made her some guacamole. I made the entire family some guacamole yesterday, which is avocado in its natural state. Almonds, I love almonds. So eating walnuts or hazelnuts, olive oil, that those kinds of things. Or if you're Italian, you know what I'm talking about there. Olive oil is a staple. Fish oil, you can even take that in the form of a capsule. Pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, anything like that is a good thing. Okay. Number next. That would be, oh, yeah. So that's gift number three, the power of healthy fats and oils. Gift number four is the power of alkalinity. Go green. Now, this one can be a lot harder for some people if you just don't love vegetables, right? If you just don't really love vegetables, this can be hard. So the recommendation is to consume 70 to 80% of foods that are alkali-forming and life-giving. So things like green vegetables, almonds, avocados, lemons, limes, all of those kinds of things. And the challenge with this is because sometimes we're on the go so much that those foods aren't available, right? You can't just roll up to the local drive-thru and catch those kind of foods. Now, in different areas, there are fresh food type of places where you can get those things. So for example, in South Florida where I live, there is a place that's called Raw, and you can go in there and put together a smoothie or a little bowl or something like that that has all this stuff in there, and it's ready-made, and you can just buy it, consume it, and off you go, okay? Tip number two for this about going green is to add fresh lemon to your water daily. Well, that's easy. We already talked about consuming water. So in your water, just squeeze some fresh lemon into that, and that makes that water now alive, right? It has some actual real benefits to it. So here's the hack on what I do to make sure that I get enough green. I tried a lot of those green types of powders and things like that, and most of them taste absolutely horrible. And I just got lucky recently, and I have been following Athletic Greens online. They've got great marketing, good commercials, but I heard some really great things about it, so I decided to give it a try. And I ordered it, and I actually love it. I really do. I consume it in the morning. All I do is I squeeze the fresh lemon into the water bottle that comes with it, and then I put the Athletic Greens powder in there, and I just drink that down before I head out the door for a walk with my pup, Charlie. And the reason why I'm able to do it is because they actually use some pineapple in there. So the pineapple gives it a little bit of a sweet taste. Most of the time, people have a hard time with green drinks like that because it's not sweet. So, you know, initially what you might do is you might say, well, I'll make a smoothie out of it, right? And then the smoothie helps make it a little bit sweet. But again, that's time consuming. A lot of us don't spend the time or don't take the time or invest the time in order to do that. And with this, the way that this is done, I don't have to do that. And it works out great for me, right? So that works out great. So that is gift number that was gift number four. Okay, now gift number five, we're going to go on to the power of aerobic energy, the power of aerobic energy. So the challenge here is to challenge your body, okay? And the challenge here is to do 3 full body strength training workouts per week. Now, I don't care how you do that, 3 full body strength training workouts a week, and then 30 minutes of quality cardio exercise 3 times a week. Now, those things can actually be combined together. You don't need to do them separately. They could be done together. So for example, one of the things that I use all the time now is kettlebells, okay? I use kettlebells all the time. And I really like using kettlebells because it really gets my heart rate up. It's great for the overall body. It's great because of the compound movements. They're just great overall exercise, okay? So usually what you can find is if you take a look on YouTube, you can go on YouTube and you can find some of these different exercise or trainers who do them. And all you have to do is follow along, which makes it a lot more fun. They've already got the music set up and timed out. So it just works out really great. Okay. The next gift number six is the power of maximum nourishment. Number one, eat comfortable amounts of food. Okay. Eat less so you can live long to eat more. Okay. So I know it's hard. Sometimes it's hard because the food tastes so good. I know that's how it went on Sunday. When I cook on Sunday, boy, sometimes it's just too tempting because you have these big meals out there in front of you. So the easiest way to do this on a regular basis anyway is to make the meal, portion out what it is that you should be eating, right? They say that the stomach is the size of your fist. So you portion out what you should be eating and then put it on a plate, and then put the food away, because out of sight, out of mind, it's already in the refrigerator, you don't have to eat it, right? So you eat what's in front of you, not more, not less, and you're not tempted to go and go back in for more, okay? And you can supplement for specific conditions as necessary. So one of the things that I do on a regular basis is I go and get a full blood panel done every 6 months or so. And I've been doing this for 10 years. So I'm pretty in tune with my body and what it needs and what it doesn't need. And on my last visit with my doctor, he said, hey, you know what? It looks like your iodine levels are a little bit low. You might want to supplement a little bit with that. Well, why are my iodine levels low? Well, pretty simple. I don't really use a lot of iodized salt in my diet. I use like a Himalayan sea salt, and that is not iodized. So of course I'm lacking in that a little bit. So supplementing in that makes up the difference. Number seven, structural alignment and maximum strength. You got to move, right? You got to move your body. If you don't use it, what happens? You lose it. So we want to avoid living in a box, right? We want to get up off the chair and get out there and get moving. Sometimes I sit in the chair that I'm sitting in now, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I stand up, right? Sometimes I do that. Sometimes what I will do is all the time of what I'll do is I will work for a period of time and then I get up and I move. Well, the good thing about having a dog is they force you to have to move, right? I have to spend some time with him and I've got to take him out for a walk. So I can't just obsessed and focused on one thing. I've got to get up and I've got to move. Okay. So take the stairs, be active, and move as many muscles in your body as you possibly can on a daily basis, right? You don't want to turn into the thin man, right? You want to make sure that you are staying young and moving that body. Number two, implement an effective regimen of stretches and exercise that are balanced through bilateral symmetry and working opposed muscle groups. Okay, again, same thing. If you're exercising on a regular basis, kettlebells, for example, like I'm talking about, or whether it's yoga or something like that, most of those systems do that already. So you don't get too crazy about that. Just move your body. That's what you need to do. All right. And the last of the eight gifts is the gift, the power of a directed mind and heart. This is a big one, gang. Stand guard at the door of your mind. Right? Condition empowering emotions like gratitude, courage, faith, determination, compassion, love, perseverance, right? Break your pattern and avoid emotions that create stress. If you find yourself complaining about something, what's happening is you're starting to get a case of stinking thinking, and you got to get away from that, right? As quickly as possible, because it will affect your overall physical health. It'll affect your mental health. It'll affect your spiritual health. Number two, Tony says, utilize the healing power of the heart. Three times a day, stop what you're doing and shift your focus, mind, breath, and emotion to the area around your heart. Basically, what he's saying is, hey, take a minute, right? Relax. Because here's the thing. If you are looking through a lens, right, and you zoom out far enough, right, and you zoom out as far away, like you're at the moon, looking back at yourself on Earth, right? We are so small, right? We worry about the craziest things. If you zoom out far enough, none of these problems really exist at that level anymore. So get out of your own head for a minute and get back to your heart and realize that none of this stuff really matters that much. Stay focused on the good, the clean, the pure, and the positive, like Zig would say, okay? And number three, start and end each day with gratitude, right? When you stop and you think about all the problems that you have, they're really not problems. Because if you look at all the things that you really have, right, especially if you live here in the good old US of A, you're probably pretty fortunate, right? You're probably pretty lucky. And you can find a whole lot of things to be grateful for. So to have an attitude of gratitude and be thankful for the things that you have, obviously is the best way to stay in the right mental state. Now, let's get into the four poisons and then we'll wrap it up. The four poisons. Now, the first poison is eliminate or drastically reduce things like processed fats from your diet. Okay. Is this hard to do? Well, sometimes it is, because you're like, well, Bill, how do I know if something is processed or not? Well, generally the way a grocery store is laid out, the things that are around the outside, right? The outside, the perimeter of the store, those are usually the healthier things. Those are the things that come from the earth, if you will. Things that are in the middle of the store are usually things that are processed type things, things that we put together, things that are marketed, right, to get you to buy them. Most of those things are processed. So shop around the outside edges of the store. That will go a long way in helping you figure it out. And you can also read the labels, of course. If you read a label and it says processed, anything that is no bueno, right? We don't want to have that thing. Okay. Number two, supplement your diet with a high quality source of omega-3 oils. So that would be like fish oils or things like that, right? We're trying to stay heart healthy here, friends, right? So we want to eliminate processed fats. Point number two, this one you're going to have to play with a little bit, okay? Eliminate or reduce animal flesh. This is the recommendation here. Okay, so here's the problem with that. What my feeling is this: a lot of the kind of meats that are out there now, right, that are available, they have been injected with all kinds of things, right? Hormones and even the feed that they eat. I mean, they have been manipulated to where they're trying to make like mega chickens, right? Mega cows, mega everything, right? Everything is meant to be bigger. So what I would say to you is this: is be more selective in the kind of animal protein that you eat and where it comes from, right? Look for things that don't have hormones. And a lot of times, if you go to the grocery store, it will have a label on it that will say that it comes from, that it's got no hormones or no antibiotics or nothing added to it, right? And the regular brand, the cheap stuff, the thing that's really cheap, probably has had those things. So you want to avoid those things. Yes, it costs more, but what does that cost in your health? So how do you eat good quality protein without spending a lot of money? Well, the answer is reduce the amount of it that you eat. Most of us don't need none of us need a 32-ounce steak, right? Nobody needs to eat a 32-ounce steak in one sitting. Yes, there are contests for that, and you can have fun with that if you can hold that amount in one sitting, but that shouldn't be something that's done on a regular basis. I am not the person that is going to say to go to become a vegetarian, okay? I have been there, done that, tried that, and I did that at kind of a time in my life when I probably shouldn't have. I was running marathons at the time. That was something that I got in my head that I wanted to do. And at the same time, I stopped consuming animal protein, and that was not good. I felt absolutely horrible. I think I needed the iron probably from red meat, and I just felt horrible. I got very, very weak, and things were just not good. And then I reintroduced it into my system, and sure enough, I got stronger and I felt good. So everybody is different. Everybody's blood type is different. What's good for one person doesn't mean it's good for you or good for somebody else. You have to go based on how you feel, right? What makes you feel good? But what we do have to understand is that obviously animal protein doesn't break down as fast as a water-enriched food would, right? Something like a carrot or a cucumber, something like that. It doesn't break down quite the same. So eat less of it, break it up into smaller pieces, obviously, to help the digestive process, and go based on how you feel. All right, poison number three: eliminate or reduce dairy products. This one was a big one for me. I have a lot of challenges with dairy products, milk, things like that. I get very, it really, it almost sours in my mouth as soon as I drink it, and it creates a lot of mucus up in my sinuses, and I feel absolutely horrible, and it gives me headaches. It's just not good. So you're going to want to try some other alternatives in moderation, of course, like oat milk, rice milk, almond milk, coconut milk, things like that. Some of those I've tried, horrible. I like, yuck, this tastes absolutely horrible. Now, I don't drink it like a glass of milk, right? I don't consume the product that way. Usually I use it in something anyway. So, the taste difference is minimal, but the way it makes me feel is hugely different. I generally will consume almond milk or coconut milk, but you do have to also check the labels because some of them have like carne vegan in them, which is no bueno either. You don't want that. So you have to make sure that just because you choose the thing that says almond milk, you have to want to make sure it's just made with almonds in water, and it doesn't have those additives in there. All right. And last, poison number four: eliminate or reduce acid addictions. I think things that are acidic. One of the things that I learned from my doctor is that 100% of people that have cancer have acidic blood, right? So obviously, if that's true, then what we need to do is we need to make the blood more alkaline, kind of like if you have a pool and you adjust the pH in the pool to make the water alkaline. The same would hold true with acid. So the recommendation here is try to start to reduce the amount of caffeine that you take in, sugar, white foods, you know, white refined sugars, things like that, vinegars, alcohol, nicotine, drugs, all of those kind of things. Now, again, you're going to have to go based on how you feel. So for example, my doctor is a, he specializes in alternative cancer treatments and things like that. And he's a big believer in coffee. He loves coffee. He thinks coffee is great for you. He drinks a lot of coffee and coconut water. Okay, so he said there's a lot of cancer fighting properties to coffee. So the point is you can have some coffee, but you don't need to have 10 cups of coffee a day, right? So that would be the idea, right? Enjoy it, but don't get crazy. Sugar, we know that's not good, right? So if you're eating that white refined sugar type stuff, donuts and things like that, we need to reduce that. You need to start replacing those things with some other things that can curb those cravings a little bit, or maybe at least reduce it. So for example, if you have a craving for chocolate, for example, could you choose a better option rather than eating a big, huge piece of chocolate cake? Well, sure you could, right? One of the things that I do is I will take walnuts and I will take some unsweetened dark chocolate chips, right? And some unsweetened coconut. And I will put that together. I kind of like my own little trail mix. And all I need really is a bite of that. I mean, that's really it. And that curbs any sweet tooth that I have. And it's great, right? It's perfect. Okay. And it doesn't cost much either, by the way. Okay. So white foods, white breads, all that kind of stuff, not good. Vinegar is a tough one. I love vinegar. I really do. I love vinegar. And there's different kinds of vinegar. You can use apple cider vinegar, things like that, if you want to try something different. But I'm definitely very used to like a balsamic type vinaigrette and things like that with my salad. I would rather have some vinegar and then neutralize that and, you know, maybe, you know, have some lemon water or other things to detox my system rather than get rid of that altogether. And it's not like I consume jugs of vinegar every day, right? That's not necessary. One of the other things that I do like in a salad, though, that I tried, one of my friends is Middle Eastern, and the way they make their salad dressing is they take garlic and they crush it in a mortar with a mortar and pestle, right? And just put some salt in there, like, you know, sea salt and garlic, and they just kind of grind that up with a mortar and pestle. And then all they do is they add lemon to it and that becomes the salad dressing. And it's absolutely delicious. Every time I eat his salad, it's just amazing to me. And it actually makes me hungry to eat more of the other foods that he serves along with it. So you can give that a try as well. Alcohol, again, drink in moderation. Sure, right? I mean, it shouldn't be a daily thing, obviously. We know that's not good for us, especially if you have that issue in your family. So just try to scale back on that a little bit. Okay. So there's your challenge. This is a 10-day challenge. Again, I never ask anybody to follow something exactly because not everybody's the same. You're going to have to try some of these things and see how you feel with those things. Okay. So great way to start the week. Thanks all for tuning in and look forward to seeing you on the next one.